Another group fighting to save North Atlantic right whales is the Center of Coastal Studies. The center's disentanglement teams try to safely take fishing gear off of whales, but this is difficult to do. Even experts don't always agree on the best way to do it. For example, a few years ago, people disagreed on how to save a right whale off the coast of Cape Cod. One team made several attempts to free the whale from the confining ropes, but they were unsuccessful. Some wanted the whale sedated so they would have a better chance of cutting the gear away. Others disagreed. They worried that the sedative would kill the whale. Eventually, the team tried to sedate the whale, but they couldn't. So no one knows if their plan would have worked. Caption: The fishing gear caught in the whale's mouth keeps it from feeding. Entanglements like this might cause the whale to become dehydrated. Caption: This tiny tracking buoy is attached to the whale and collects data, such as the whale's temperature. The Center for Coastal Studies keeps track of right whales in many ways. They use airplanes, radio signals, and satellites to monitor whale locations. When the center gets a call to help a right whale caught in fishing gear, a rescue team goes out to the whale and hooks a special buoy to the fishing gear caught on the whale. Inside this buoy is a device that sends a signal through the air. This signal might be received by a nearby boat or a satellite in space. As the whale swims, its movements show up on the center's computers. When everything is all set to rescue the whale, the team knows just where to find it.